Welcome to Meditations and Strategies for Rockstar Resilience. This session is called Get Over a Relationship, and this will help you to really come to terms with the end of a particular relationship you have had in mind, and will enable you to move on emotionally and feel fresh and open to life again. Now, when a relationship ends, even when you know it had to, it can be difficult to manage your emotions for a while. The old cliche that time heals all wounds is actually false, because some get over things faster than others, and so they are doing something different than just merely allowing the passage of time. So we can give time a helping hand in putting that relationship deeply and truly into the past as far as your emotions are concerned. Now, this doesn't mean that you will forget about what was good about the relationship if you don't want to. And let's understand, just about all relationships have happy elements to them, at least in the beginning. Now, through watching this video or listening to this audio, the relationship of the past will start to take up less time and space in your mind, and you will expend less emotional energy ruminating over it. So let's do a little preparation for this. Now, there have been times in your life when you were doing things that felt extremely important at the time. And that might have been reviewing for a test or exam, or starting something new, or meeting someone for the first time. And at the time, it felt like a big thing. But now, it feels like it's behind you. So, as a kind of practice for getting the feeling of the past being in the past, just take a few seconds now to review something from a long time ago that felt like a big deal at the time, but seems pretty insignificant now. So continue thinking about that now and allow your internal systems and neurochemical state to be engaged with this association. Now that is the kind of thinking you'll be able to develop about that relationship, and you'll find you can actually practice getting that more detached feeling on a daily basis. Now, often people think that the latest relationship was somehow meant to be, or that it was the one, which can lead to feelings that you may never have another relationship as good or intense in the future. This is an illusion. There are literally millions of potential partners out there, hundreds of thousands of which would meet your needs. It's the emotion you are feeling at the moment that leads to that sort of thought. But it is just not true. So please don't be fooled by the feeling that there's only one person for you. It's so easy to get that idea. There will be opportunities for you in the future. Whether you believe me or not, the fact remains. So now let's begin. So you need to be sitting or lying down somewhere comfortable where you won't be interrupted for several minutes or so. And you can start to settle in a nice, comfortable way and allow yourself to begin to appreciate the possibility that you can relax deeply and calmly. And just let the eyes gently defocus now as relaxation starts to drift all about you and lapse gently through your muscles and a wonderful kind of release in your body, while your mind can take a vacation away from your usual thoughts and feelings and seeing them get more distant as you relax through time. And of course, any of the good times are still there from anything that you've experienced, and that's fine. But the real thing that your unconscious mind needs to learn and really learn is that good feelings from good times actually come from inside you, and therefore will be there again in the future, in different types of times with different people. That's it, and that can be an infinitely reassuring thought, and you know that actually a very deep part of you now can start to feel very soothed and reassured in such a comforting way as a part of you notices that you can just continue to relax deeper, so beautifully and serenely, just like the surface of beautifully calm water, so clear and calm. And there comes to be a kind of strange comfort in knowing that all things pass and that we can benefit from others on our individual paths, but that all people move on and look forward to soaking in future benefits of people you haven't even met yet. With an unspoken sense of excitement and optimism at future possibilities, which are there, whether you know that or not, that's it. And even as you continue to drift so soothingly in a trance of pure rest and tranquility, you can really begin, perhaps even for the very first time, to review that whole relationship from a totally new and distant point of view, like watching it from a great calm distance through space and time. Notice what it's like to view it through a different lens, much further away, with incredible objectivity and soothing detachment. And you, like everybody, have experienced the flow of time many years ago, what now feels like the dim and distant past. The present at that time felt very real. Present concerns and interests were very current, but now feel so unimportant and distant. In time, people you knew at the time on a daily basis even felt very relevant then. But that was years ago, and time and associations and experiences move on with your life changing. Things you really worried about at that time, you can't even remember now. Sometimes time moves on like the fast and slow currents of a stream, sometimes flowing over smooth pebbles, sometimes soothing over rocks and underwater and river sand as time moves on. And one day, this time now will feel very distant in time, like when you are close up to something, seeing only the trees. And then as you move away, the whole world comes into view with the distance and perspective of time, seeing the whole picture and having great detachment on the situation as just a part of the overall picture of your life. And this very time right now, as you relax to this, will one day be exactly a year ago. And how does that feel when this point in your life is a year ago? Well, the feeling of that relationship settling down into its appropriate place in your life. And it's true that this time will be 10 years ago one day, and much has changed and moved on in 10 years. New and exciting things have happened, and we are happening. And on the rare occasion that you look back from your future to the past relationship in question, notice how it really feels now, like a long time ago. And also notice the new healthy aspects to your life. Now, in the future, look back from a great distant place in the future at that past relationship where it feels so long ago, and you've moved on. And just reviewing it dispassionately and objectively, the way a scientist might, just examine a past curiosity and really notice what it feels like when it doesn't matter much to you anymore. Really learn and notice that when it now feels so distant, and life is made up of many different aspects and parts and many different focuses, and we can sometimes over-focus for a while in one direction at the expense of things we used to do and enjoy. And it can feel good to focus again on things to enjoy. like it's just fitted back into its natural place at just another part of life's overall pattern, down to experience, and really beginning to notice things to look forward to from the future. And you can experience this recording in deep rest and relaxation anytime you need to. And for now, you can just begin the process of starting to drift back to the room, feeling very refreshed, revitalized with a very real sense of growing calm about things. That's it. And really starting to come back to the room now, feeling wide awake, refreshed, revitalized, ready, and prepared to go forward with your life in new and exciting ways, welcoming the future and recognizing how many wonderful opportunities await your arrival now.